Next is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 102, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 7, 1976, in Washington, D.C.
Translation. Who am I? Why do the threefold miseries always give me trouble? If I do not know this, how can I be benefited?
So, jape jare tapotroy. Ye ami kane amai jare tapotroy. Yaha nahi jani kemone hit ho. Ye ami, who am I? Now, suppose I am sitting here, you are all sitting here. Some fly comes and disturbs. We have got daily experience, and he will disturb. I want to get him out, and he comes again and stops on his mouth and creates some disturbance. The fly, a small fly, not very big man. So, but after all, this is disturbance. I don't like it. But the fly will come and disturb me. So there is no question that why this fly is coming and giving me disturbance and I do not want it. This is sane man's inquiry. But there is no inquiry. I do not want, there are three kinds of jape tapotra, three kinds of miserable conditions. One is called adhyatmik, another is called adhidaivik, another is called adhibhut. Adhyatmik means pertaining to the body and mind. All of a sudden, my mind is not in order. Suppose a friend has come to talk with me. So, I refuse to talk. I am not in mood. We have got this experience. I cannot talk with you. Mind is not in order. This is happening daily, every moment. This is called adhyatmik. I did not want it, but it has come. All of a sudden, I am feeling some headache. I did not want it, but it came. This is our practical experience. So this kind of troubles, always, either adhyatmik, adhibhautik, that is what suffering in this material world means the suffering going on. We are thinking we are very safe, running in the car. At any moment there may be accident. At any moment. I do not want it. My life may go. So, this is sane man's life. There's so many things I do not want them, but they are enforced upon me and I do not know how to get out of it. The fly is coming, disturbing, I can simply make some spray to kill it, as you do generally. But that killing is another risk. But those who do not know, they kill it, because they have no right to kill. Suppose a man disturbing him. So, if you kill, you become a murderer and you will be taken into the court and you will be punished, and if you say, this man was disturbing me, therefore I have killed him. And that is no excuse. You have killed this man, you must suffer. This is ordinarily we find in our general living condition. So, in the state of the Supreme Lord, you cannot kill even a mosquito or even a fly. He will be punished. Because God says that everyone is my child. There is the same example. Suppose I have got so many brothers. One brother is a fool. So he creates me some disturbances. I kill him. So will the father will be happy if you say, Father, your this child was disturbing me, I have killed him. The father will be sorry. Why you have killed him? This is natural. Because one child of the father is a fool, the other intelligent child cannot kill him. Then the father will be angry or sorry. So we do not know. We are doing irresponsibly. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami has gone to his spiritual master. He is asking this. This is also common, also very grave question. That in this material world, I do not want so many things, but they are enforced upon me. Why? This is human life. To inquire, why? Not to... The modern theory is struggle for existence. There are troubles, and you try to save yourself. And survival of the fittest. But nobody is fit. Nobody survives. Nobody wants death. But we are talking of survival. Who can escape death? There is no possibility. There are so many slogans, but actually there is no remedy. There is remedy, but we do not know. That is the defect of modern civilization. There is remedy. Otherwise, why you are talking this hassle? Why Sanatana Goswami is putting this question just to get the solution from the spiritual master? Otherwise, there is no need of putting this question that what is my position? Why these threefold miseries always give me trouble? Why I die? Why I become old? Why I become diseased? Why I have to take birth? They are simply struggling for existence that here is a child, the childbearing is very troublesome, and if I give birth to a child, the mother is killing. This is going on. But that means she is implicating herself. Again, in another way of life, this is going on. So this question, at the present moment, nobody asks this question, but this is very intelligent question. We are completely under the laws of nature. Prakita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimuratma kattaham. We are not independent, just like in the state, in your country. Although you have observed the independence ceremony, but you are not independent. If you go, tip to the right, you go to the left, immediately your independence finished, you will be fine. So this so-called independence is conditional. It is not absolute independence. But if you want absolute independence, then you have to go back home, back to God. This is Krishna consciousness. We are hankering after independence. But so long we remain in this material world, there is no question of independence. So, intelligent man, when he inquires about, when he thinks over, that I want independence from so many things, but I am not independent. I am forced to accept, then what is my independence? When this question arises, then he is human being. Otherwise, he is as good as the cats and dogs. Because the cats and dogs, they cannot inquire. Just like an animal is being sent to the slaughterhouse, he cannot say, why I am, what I have done, why you are sending me to the slaughterhouse. He cannot protest. Even he protests, nobody hears it. Nobody hears. He protests by crying, by screaming. But we have made our own theories. This crying is nothing. It has no soul. We can kill. So in this way, the whole world is going on under a gross atmosphere of ignorance. There are so many things to be discussed. Just like we do not know what is the problems of life, how life comes into existence. We see a child is born, but we do not know where from the life came. The lump of matter of the child is not the child. If the child takes birth dead, without life, it has no value. It is a lump of matter, we throw it immediately. But if it has a life, then we take care of it. We raise him, we give him food, and give him breast milk and so much stuff. The life is so important. But nobody cares to know what is this life, where it begins, where from it comes, what is the destiny. No question. Similarly, if we are seeing every night so many planets, we are making teeny attempt to go to moon planet or some other planet. But there we see there are so many millions and trillions of planets. What about their situation? We have made our calculation from here that they are simply decoration. There is no life. No, there is life. There is life. But we do not know it. Yesterday our scientist, Dr. Samudar was speaking that in the history of human society, actually these two things are ignored. What is the beginning of life and what are these planetary systems? So we are after knowledge, but so many things are unknown to us. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami is teaching us by his practical behavior to approach the spiritual master and putting his case that I am suffering in this way. He was minister, there is no question of suffering. He was very well situated, that he has already explained that Gramma Babahare Kahaya Pondi Sottakori Mani. There are so many questions I cannot answer. There is no solution. Still, people say that I am a very learned man. I accept it foolishly. Nobody is learned man unless he goes to the Guru. Tadvijnanatham sa guru meva abhigacchet. Therefore, Vedic injunction is that if you want to be learned, then go to Guru, bona fide Guru, not the so-called Guru. Tadvidhi panipati na prepasne na sevaya upadakshanti tadgyanam gyanina tattvadarshan. Guru means one who has seen the absolute truth. That is it. Tattvadarshina. Tattva means the absolute truth. And darshina one has seen. This moment, our Krishna consciousness moment, is for this purpose. To see the absolute truth, to understand the absolute truth, to know the problems of life and how to make a solution. These things are our subject matter. Our subject matter is not material things. Somehow or other, you get a car and a good apartment and a good wife, then all your problems solved. No. That is not solution of problem. The real problem is how to stop your death. That is the real problem. But because it is very difficult subject matter, nobody touches it. Death is peacefully die, but nobody peacefully dies. If I take a dagger and I say, now die peacefully. The whole peaceful condition finished immediately. He'll cry. These are nonsense. If somebody says, I will die peacefully, nobody dies peacefully. That is not possible. Therefore, death is a problem. Birth is also a problem. Nobody is peaceful while within the womb of the mother. It is packed up, airtight condition. And then nowadays there is risk of being killed. So there is no question of peacefulness. Birth and death. And then old age, just like I'm old man, I have so many troubles I have got. So old age and disease, everyone has got experience. Even headache is sufficient to give you trouble. So the real problem is this. Birth, death, old age and disease. That is the statement given by Krishna that janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshana. If you are intelligent, you should take up these four problems of life as very dangerous. So they have no knowledge, therefore they avoid this question. But we take up this question very seriously. That is the difference between other movement and Krishna consciousness. Our movement is how to solve this problem. The Shastra says that if you cannot solve this problem for your children, that is real contraceptive method. Pita na sasyat, janani na sasyat, namo chairja samupita mrittam. If you cannot protect your child from the imminent death and repetition of birth, then don't become a father, don't become a mother. This is Shastra. If you actually father and mother, you should give him such education and knowledge that this is the last birth. Next, he will not have any such body subjected to birth and death. That is possible. That is Bhagavad Gita says, Tatta deham punarjanmanaiti mameti kauntila. If you take to Krishna consciousness, if you simply try to understand Krishna, then the whole problem solved. What is the problem solved? The takta deham, this body we have to give up. Because it is material body, we must have to give up. But those who are Krishna conscious, after giving up this body, no more material body. Takta deham, punarjanma naiti. Punarjanma means next birth. If you accept a material body, then there is question of next birth. But if you remain in your spiritual body, there is no question of next birth. That is spiritual salvation or liberation. If you remain in your spiritual body, then you go back to home, back to Godhead. Krishna is complete. The spiritual body, the kingdom of God is also spiritual. And you go there, and you live there eternally. Takta deham. Jadgatyana nivartante tadhamam paramam mama. Where going? You do not come back again to this material world. That is the supreme abode of the Supreme Personality of God. So, this benediction is offered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has very kindly come here. So, you take advantage of his mercy. You are very fortunate that Nitai Gaur is here. If you simply chant Nitai Gaur and dance, then you become a god. There is no difficulty. As you are chanting Jai Satchinandan, this simple chanting Jai Satchinandan, Hare Krishna, this chanting and that. Jaggai Sankirtanai Prai Jajanti Hi Samedasa. This is not I am manufacturing, it is the injunction of the Shastra. In this age, simply by chanting and dancing, Jaggai Sankirtanai Prai, you get complete spiritual salvation. So I am very glad they are taking care of Nitai Gaur so nicely, they are so nicely dressed. So continue these activities. And even if you cannot do anything, simply chant Hare Krishna and dance and Jai Satchinanda, that will make your life perfect. Thank you very much.